Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Randy, for chairing the meeting this morning in short notice. I love sharing the platform with Randy. He's a Thanksgiving type of guy. So whenever you pray, you know, he really emphasizes the Thanksgiving in our prayer life. Behind every good man, there is a good woman. In my case, there is no exception. As I try to finish my sermon on Saturday so that I can preach today, this morning, she would make sure that I can focus on my task at hand. She would do the grocery shopping plus the many household chores on the weekend. She is indeed God's helpmeet to me. She is very strong in her faith. And she insists on staying on God's straight and narrow path. God gives her discernment, especially in the area of honoring and glorifying God. I'm glad she abides with me, which means she wants to remain, continue, and stay with me. Although we have a string of summer-like weather in the last little while, fall inevitably arrives as we are feeling the cooler temperature now. Fall had its own characteristics. One of them is the change of the color of leaves. While the maple trees prepare for the coming of winter, the chlorophyll, which gives the leaves the green color, disappears, so that the remaining color pigments become visible. The result is the beautiful mosaic of red, orange, and yellow. In one sense, the leaves abide in the tree. The leaves are connected to the tree. They draw their water and chlorophyll from the tree to allow photosynthesis to take place, making glucose for the entire tree. When there is less light and water in the winter, the tree shuts down its food-making process, and the leaves will wither and die. Christ wants us to obey his commands so that we are close to him. Matthew 16:24, then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. And also Matthew 11:29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. And also in John 15:4. Abide in me, and I in you. While the obedience of all three commands is indispensable in our lives, I want to talk about the last command, abide in me and I in you. So if you have your Bible ready, let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. We're going to read from verse 1 to 12. John, chapter 15, verse 1 to 12. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. What does it mean to abide in Christ? I think it carries the ideas of connection, confidence, and continuance. We are connected to Christ, and Christ is connected with us. The connection is mutual, and the connection is important. If there's no connection, there's no life and no fruit. Confidence means total dependence on Christ. We have to surrender to him. We have to trust him. But dependence is not mutual. The sap flows from the vine to the branch, supplying it with water, minerals, and nutrients that make it grow. In the same way, we grow under God's grace with the spiritual food he feeds us when we are connected to him. Continuance means to remain, stay, and continue. We are to keep on believing in Christ. We are to keep on trusting in him. We are to keep on depending in him. This morning, the title of my message is Abiding Christianity. It consists of 5 points. We have to abide in Christ because he is our wisdom. We have to abide in Christ because he is our righteousness. We have to abide in Christ because he is our sanctification. We have to abide in Christ because he is our redemption. We have to abide in Christ because he is our strength. Why did Christ command us to abide in him? It is because we are a forgetful people. When we are experiencing trials and tribulation, we cling to him. When life is going smooth and well, he is the furthest away from our minds. It is because the world is full of distractions. With the advent of the modern age, we are given many devices and gadgets that capture our attention and time. With the advance of technology, we have better access to information, but knowledge doesn't necessarily translate into wisdom. It is because we still have our sin nature. The moment that we take our eyes off our Lord, we fall and sin. We need to abide in Christ. Christ is our wisdom. Christ is the ultimate source of all wisdom. Who else can we go to other than our Lord? Colossians 2:3. In whom, I mean in Christ, are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom begins with the fearing God. Fearing God is to know that he is holy. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. God's wisdom transcends our thinking. His thoughts and way of doing things are always the best. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Our intelligence and wisdom is nothing comparing to God. 1 Corinthians 1:25, because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. Walter C. Smith wrote these words in the following hymn: immortal, invisible, God only wise, in light inaccessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the Ancient of Days, almighty, victorious, thy great name we praise. We need to abide in Christ, our wisdom. Christ is our righteousness. Christ is the only righteous one. Psalm 11, verse 7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth uphold the upright. Our righteousness is dirty comparing to Christ's righteousness. Isaiah 64, verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. We should be glad to be clothed in Christ's righteousness when we approach God. Isaiah 61, verse 10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. We are encouraged to seek Christ's righteousness. Matthew 6:33, but seek you ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We are admonished not to seek our righteousness based on works. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Edward Mote penned this word in the following hymn, and we have sung that earlier. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, and all other ground is sinking sand. We need to abide in Christ, our righteousness. Christ is our sanctification. Christ is the one who is in charge of our sanctification. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. We are justified or sanctified by Christ's blood from a position standpoint. Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffer without the gate. We are to be sanctified by God's words from a day-to-day experiential aspect. John 17:17. Sanctify them through the truth. Thy word is truth. Adelaide A. Pollack wrote the following lyric in her hymn. Have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield and still. We need to abide in Christ, our sanctification. Christ is our redemption. Redemption is only possible through Christ. Romans 3:23-24. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We believe in a living Redeemer. Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter days upon the earth. Christ has redeemed us by dying for us on the cross. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Fanny Crosby inspired the saints with the following hymns. Redeem, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through his infinite mercy, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. We need to abide in Christ, our redemption. Christ is our strength. We are weak, but Christ is strong. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. When we are weary, we need to wait on the Lord to renew our strength. Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Christ is victorious over death. He can help us to endure sufferings and sorrow. Philippians 3:10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. We are encouraged to draw our strength from Christ the Almighty. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Elijah A. Hoffman wrote these words in the following hymn. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. We need to abide in Christ, our strength. We can follow Christ. We can learn of him. Why is it so difficult to abide in him? It is because self is in the way. We are our own worst enemy. We are straying from the right path. We are impeding our progress. We let self to be the boss, while Christ is sitting at the back of the car, just in case we need him. Abiding in Christ means only one thing. Christ should be our all in all. John 3:30, he must increase, but I must decrease. Steve, can I ask you to close in prayer? And then we will sing hymn 409 in the red hymnal, Take Time to Be Holy.
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful to be in thee this morning. We acknowledge that we in and of ourselves are unworthy to be so and do not deserve the least of thy mercies. But Lord, because of thy grace and thy loving kindness, and thy concern for our souls, thou hast redeemed us. So this morning, Lord, we pray that thou would strengthen us anew, enable us to walk in newness of life for the rest of the week, so that we may give thee the preeminence that thou so rightly deserves. For we ask it in our Savior's name. Amen.
Yeah, hymn 409 in the red hymnal, Take Time to Be Holy.